chest, clap, chest, clap, chest, clap. You hear that sound? Sounds like the tides have turned. They tried to keep it from us, but the people, they have learned. The lies you fed us daily, the sins that you commit. Our numbers will keep rising, and we will not forget. For the 2.7 trillion, the deaths were not in vain. Our hearts, they will keep pounding till you finally feel it.
Hannah from Dawn of Peace, and we are here outside Little Pine in Los Angeles, and we found Earthling Ed here.
Yeah. So it's about shutting down barriers and recognizing that life is sacred and autonomy should be granted to all beings that exist on this planet.
Yeah.
What concerns me is what we as humans do. And for humans to impose their will on another living being, that to me is just simply wrong.
Would you say that you see that, you know, with the state of consciousness that we inhabit as human beings, it gives us the responsibility to exercise more kindness. Come along! You can just feel the magic of this land as soon as you enter. It's very peaceful. Lots of fruit trees. Pineapple. Butterflies and birds. Here's the project so far. Putting the frame together. Gonna have a roof. And it is hot. Boiling hot.
Good evening. It is Sunday, October 10th, 2021. It is 8:32 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. No COVID passport. Say no to tyranny. Say no to medical apartheid. Say no to segregation. All the things the leftists are so big on. And this isn't a left-right thing, but it is funny how the leftists, they drop all their ideals for social justice and equality in favor of authoritarianism. because they love telling people what to do, where so do people on the right. That's because the right really isn't on the right. Someone on the right of the political spectrum is more of an anarchist. They don't believe we need people telling us what to do. So the left and right are really snuggled up more towards the whole left of the political spectrum. They're really close together. And authoritarians are on both sides. They're all parties. Don't believe the false left-right paradigm, especially in the United States, where they're so accustomed to picking a side. In Canada, we're not as much on a left or a right. We're all in the mushy middle here. We all like the middle ground. Canadians all drive down the middle of the road. They're not always in the passing lane. They're almost never in the right lane. They're always in the middle lane. And that's how most Canadians, at least, conduct their lives. They don't commit to the left or the right. They just go right down the middle, wherever the crowd is. They'll line up even if it's down the middle. They don't like to pull over to the right, and they don't pass as much as, say, other countries. And that's why the mushy middle is where all the politicians go. And unfortunately, it's so crowded in the middle because people want to be part of the crowd. The crowd begets the crowd. The crowd encourages the crowd. So just say no to the COVID passport. Say no to medical segregation. That was Henna Maria. She has a Telegram group. Just search for Henna Maria on Telegram. You'll find her. She's a peace activist, but she really understands the COVID cult. I've placed many of her videos here on FakoTube.com. FakoTube.com, if you're new, is my video platform. Highly suggest you go there. You can sign up. If you go to the top right corner here, you can just click here to sign in if you don't see that. And you can change languages. I don't know what this is here. I think you can change languages for FakoTube. I guess we could press this button, Chinese. What does Chinese do? Not much. I don't even know what it does. Okay, so I don't know what these different country things are. But let's switch back to the United States if we could. There are some aspects to FakoTube. I have no idea what they do. Well, okay, English. So now it's in English. You can search for the over 4,000 videos on FakoTube if you want. Pretty good and fast search. These videos are videos that I approve of, that I really think are important, and no one else really can upload. And it is independent of the blog, fakeologist.com/blog, which was down today for 6 hours. And according to the administrator of the server, they said it was a configuration error, which I find to be kind of strange, suspicious, because that's the same thing that we were told Slave Book or Feces Book was down for, configuration area, which is total BS for Facebook. Now, my site, maybe. Apparently, one of the control panels, which is a new control panel, they switched control panels, and they said there was a config error there. It's possible. Facebook being down? No, that's not possible. That was a deliberate shutdown. And I think the main reason it was shut down is just to draw attention to the fake whistleblower that was on 60 Minutes, which used to be a good show a long time ago. And it was really just to draw attention to the fact that they can pull everything down. And of course, it's just another test, another behavioral studies test, like all these PSYOPs are. They're all to study what people are doing and how people are behaving. It's a snapshot. It's a poll. And I don't think there was actually that much concern or outrage that those three websites were down. I don't think it was a big deal for most people. Most people survived. But it was definitely intentional. Nobody's bringing down Facebook. They have servers all over the world. They can be rerouted a million times around. You would never notice if one server is down. It would be seamless, and don't believe any of it. And I don't think the phony PSYOP whistleblower thing went over very well. It wasn't very convincing at all. And if you listened to it, if you had enough patience to listen to her BS story. It didn't even make sense. And there's nothing to see here. Forget it. Forget Facebook. Get off Facebook. Now, I'm not really on Facebook. I do go there when other shows that I'd like to watch are there, because you have to log in. And I do broadcast live to Facebook. Nobody uses my Facebook video server, which is fine with me. No one's watching me on Facebook. But I'm still on there. But I'm blown away by the number of people on there. The video view count on Facebook is huge for most people's videos. The comments are out of control. They're really hard to read and scroll through, by the way. Facebook must be just measuring every key click, every scroll, and therefore it's super slow. I thought my site was slow, but reading through Facebook comments, it's just really slow. I think you only see a few at a time. It takes forever to load the next set, and to go through a couple hundred comments is too frustrating, and I usually don't do it. Because I love the comments. That's where all the gold is. But on Facebook, it's just unbearable. But there are so many comments. It's just amazing. But it's difficult to search. It's not a good site. I don't know why people are on there. I think maybe it's just more herd mentality where they see all their friends and they figure they got to be on there. Luckily, I have no friends on Facebook, so I don't need it. But I use it because I need to. It's just part of the research. And if I want to follow certain videos, I got to go there. But you can just stick to my site, fakeologist.com/blog and FakoTube. Now, because I was down for 6 hours and Uncle Rolo was listening to the show, his show that he missed on Saturday, I actually uploaded the Fakeologist audio chat 965. Yeah, 965 audio chats. Average chat, 2 to 3 hours. Do the math. That's a lot of audio. But I put the FAC 965, the Mega Rick with no Rolo audio cast up here. It's almost 9 hours. Tons and tons of guests. And you can listen to it here. I don't usually put audio chats up here, but I did this time.
To the Rick and Rolo show.
Actually, it's very
two guys from Australia talk about pop culture and media.
Actually, doesn't sound very good on this FakoTube, does it?
Mixed in. They do the show every Saturday night, 7 p.m. Sydney time. Saturday
actually, it sounds
morning,
really bad.
5 a.m. Toronto time. You'll hear different guests every.
Yeah, it sounds terrible. If you want to hear the really good version, just go to fake11.com/audio. And we'll do that for you. And then you should be able to see all the audios. Radio audio chat archive. So click here. And you'll see all the audio chats. Let's see if it sounds any better on the archive here. So here it is here. Let's listen here.
You're listening to the Rick and Rolo Show, where two guys from Australia talk about pop culture and media fakery.
Well, that's not bad. I don't have the best quality on here, just so I keep the file size down. This was 9 hours or about 90 megabytes, which is huge. Yeah, how much was it? It was 90 megabytes. So it's about 10 megabytes an hour. That is just the acceptable level of audio quality that you'll want. It's not the best fidelity. We don't play music really on the audio, so you don't really need a higher fidelity. So I'm really just, it's just sawing off quality versus file size for the most part. I could up it a bit. I might have to. It just seems a little bit low, but for the most part, I'm going to leave it like this. Now, you can easily download it. Rolo today was playing it off the website, and then the website went down. I highly suggest just right-clicking here and download it. Save link as. Download it to your computer or whatever you're listening to and play it off your end. I always put show notes on here. I usually try. I put some show notes that were linked on the Discord server, fake11.com/Discord. And then put some text commenting here. So you should see show notes for some of the things that were talked about. But you can also see who's on the show. This was a big show. Benoit, Beautiful Missile, Unreal, Linda Curtis, Alto, Vidair, John LeBond, BB, Lost Spider, Dead Kelly, Critical Sinker, An Ounce of Salt Per Day, Forest Valley, Waterman Chris, Dr. Fuster Cluck. Huge show. So if you don't like one person, then wait. You'll hear another. And if you're painting or walking 9 hours, that's content for you right there. Good content. High quality content. Well worth the donation. Speaking of donations, thank you to Tim F. I don't put last name, so Tim F. Thanks. He's now a $3 a month donor. $3 or $3.11. I don't know why it went to. He donated $3 a month, even though the pandemic amount was $3.11. I'm not sure why it said he's a $3 a month donor, according to my email that I got from the service. But I'm not complaining. Maybe they knock off 11 cents. I don't know. Maybe they took 11 cents away. But thanks a lot, Tim F. Thanks all you donors. Thanks all the donors. So these are the monthly donors. These are sustaining donors, monthly sustaining donors. And then we have single amount donors. Thank you guys. And Top Notch Energies, he gave 0.00068 bitcoins, which of course is more valuable today than when he gave it. Thank you. Rachel 33, Pam D 696. I don't care what the amount is. Thanks a lot. Radical Egg, he's funny. He gave 119.33, and every comment that he leaves is negative. So that's the funniest donation person that I find. The ones that trash the site. Now I know the opposite of love is indifference. So if you're a hater and you're a donor, you are really unique. That's fascinating to me. That is really fascinating. So thank you, guys. The phone lines are open. The phone lines are working. The month-long DDoS attack is over. So thanks a lot to whoever was trying to crash the VoIP services of the world. Who could that be? Now, who would not like people using cheap phone service? Who would like that? I don't know, maybe the existing telecoms, would they pay somebody a service to attack all the competing voice services? Makes sense to me, and they have the manpower to do it. But we're back, so the phone number, I'm going to put them up on the screen. Phone numbers, if you want to call in just to say hi and ride shotgun with me, you can, 810-666-1984. Or 902-400-1984. I'm not going to answer the Skype phone anymore. I'm going to have to turn that one off because I don't need that. So the old Skype number I had, you don't need to use that. But if you want to call in, you can. And you can just sit on the line and listen to me go through the blog. I'm going to go for about another 45 minutes. Because if you look at the show schedule, and I'll bring that up now. The show schedule, by the way, it's always the featured post. Question is, should I leave it at the top of the blog all the time? Is that a good thing? Or would you rather see it at... Should I put it at fakeologist.com/live? Do you think that's where the show schedule should be? I don't want to have too many places to go. But I could put it here. So this is the fakeologist.com/live page. It shows you when we stream. It shows you the audio streams. It shows you the video streams. FakeoTube, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, DLive, Twitter. It shows the Streamlabs link. Should I put the schedule here or should I just leave it at the top of the blog? Because it does block all the recent posts. you let me know. Or maybe you don't care. But tomorrow morning at 0800 hours Eastern Time, I will be doing a johnlebon.com simulcast. Now, I'm going to simulcast 1 hour. I think I'm doing the recording for the Bonversations audio series with John LeBon, which means the first hour will be here. Then he'll want me to turn off my stream and put me on the second hour of his site where you have to pay to get it. Now, that's not a model I believe in, but it's a model that's working for him. So out of respect, you'll have to pay for the second hour. But you're not going to pay me. You're going to pay him. Now, I suppose that's the right thing to do. Now, then we're going to do in the future, not tomorrow, we'll do an interview with John LeBon for my site. And if we do 2 hours, then that will, I suppose, be all for free on my site. So I use the value for value model, which means you pay me your time, talent, or treasure, which is a no agenda show idea. So you put time in the blog, you put your talent on the blog, oops, or you send money. That's a great exchange. That way the site's wide open. There's no paywalls. There's no password. I hate passwords. And I hate, I follow What's Her Face. I pay for her service. She puts special videos on Patreon, which makes me crazy because I can't save them. I can't do anything with them. I have to watch them through the Patreon site, which is not a great site. That's not how I like to consume my audio video. I like to download it. That way, if I'm away from internet, I can still watch it and listen. But I don't like that way. I don't like that paywall. It's just, even for someone like me, I can't even figure out a way to download off Patreon because it's a paywall. And it just frustrates me. And I don't even listen to her whole thing because I don't want to watch it through Patreon, even though I pay for it. How annoying is that? If she really wanted to do it, she should just send out a private link anywhere. Okay, like I said, the site was down for 6 hours this morning. Now, for the most part, most people aren't looking at the site on a Sunday morning. But the point I wanted to make is there are other ways to download the show. I'm going to show them to you really quickly. Now, I don't even know if they work. So if you go to audio and you click here, audio right here. So we'll click here again. If you go to Resilio Sync, this section here. If you click on here, latest show, you will see the latest show, and you'll be able to download it directly without my website being working at all here. So that's how you do it. So just install the sync program on your phone, your laptop, or your computer, or click here and it'll launch your program. And then you can just download the file directly. No websites required, no HTTP, nothing. It just goes computer to computer. If you want to get all the shows, and I mean all of them, all the audio chats, right here. Click here, and you can get all 1,000 of them. I don't know why you'd want that, but that's what you can do. All the shows are here. All the latest shows are here, which would only pop up a couple, and all the audio chats are here. Three different Resilio syncs. I don't usually update the latest show, but what I'm going to do now, I'm going to fix that. So the latest show is going to be there. So because I do things on the fly, let me find it and let me get that going. So while I am doing that, I will play you something off FakoTube so I can stop talking. Oh, by the way, here's the chat. We only have one chat now on FakoTube. This way it's continuous. So the stuff you see right here is from last show. And this way it's continuous. I'm not going to start a new chat for every show. It's too hard to find. If you want to leave messages, I'll look here. And I'll also look on the YouTube, Twitter, Twitch compilation. Lost Spider Phallus, how's my kid? They're good. They're good, thanks. Health-wise, they're okay. Thank you. Dirty Benny, hello. The donors get to bitch. Sure, they can say, I don't care who bitches. That's right. Dirty Benny says, put it on the live page. Okay. Lost Spider says, we should get to listen live only when pay. Eh, it's too much work. It's too much. Paywalls are a pain. And then people will say, well, you didn't activate my account. It's just a lot of administration. And what size file? Well, when you're downloading through Resilio Sync, you can actually choose the files you want to come down. You don't have to download the whole directory. It's actually a fantastic program. It's free. You can pay for premium, which I do, but you only have to pay once. It's not a subscription, which is a bad business model, by the way. Because once people buy something, it doesn't get improved because they don't have a constant money flow. I'm fine with subscriptions because it keeps a business going. So I think the whole world, someone was saying, is moving to subscription models, by the way. Including just about anything that you purchase. For instance, I can see cars being subscription. They kind of are with a lease. But they're saying even furnaces and heavy-duty items are going to go subscriptions. You just pay monthly, which probably includes maintenance. So you never own it. Now, for some people, that's not a bad thing, but for the most, especially if it's a wasting asset, like a car is a wasting asset. The minute you buy it, it loses 25% right off the lot. So it's not an investment. The subscription really does work well for software, but I think you got to keep the price pretty low to get substantial numbers. And we see that through something like Netflix. Why they're so successful. They only charge a low rate and they get millions of people. So that's why if you listen to my show once a month, just send $1 a month. Set it and forget it. You won't even notice it on your credit card. $1 a month. We get 1,000 people. That's some good money. And when I get fired for not getting the injection, I'll need that $1,000 a month. Although I don't know if they're going to screw with the truckers. Our deputy crime sinister in Canada, has already said the postal workers don't need to be injected. Now that's a huge, powerful union. It doesn't have the same power because I don't think anyone would notice if the post office closed. I wouldn't. Everything's electronic now. But you wouldn't get your flyers. But even flyers are going away. But they get an exemption from the injection. Now, if they don't exempt the truckers, well, that's like cutting off the blood circulation of the economy. It could be a big problem. I don't know how many truckers are injected, but I have a funny feeling any industry that's completely shorthanded and doesn't pay well, like trucking, they might leave them alone because they need cheap trucking. And believe me, I haven't had a raise in 20 years. Our rates are the same from 20 years ago. Now, I know the price of bread has definitely doubled in 20 years. Or it's up at least 50%. So let's see if they forced injections on critical care. I'm really surprised in a way they forced injections on nurses and doctors. But on the other hand, if the whole goal of COVID is to shut down and destroy and blow up hospitals, then if they, if 20% of nurses and doctors don't get injected, I think they could live with that layoff. I don't think hospitals will even replace them, because I would, I'd guess at least a good chunk of nurses and doctors are already laid off because they've shut down the healthcare system. That's my suspicion. They might ease off on it if it gets too dire, because they say they're going to bring in nurses and let trainees be nurses all around the Western world. But if that doesn't work out, then they might have to back off on injecting super critical workers. But when it comes to paring down an industry, I don't think it's a problem. Even the aviation industry, if the goal of COVID and the Great Reset is to wipe out air travel, you won't even need half the pilots that they had before COVID. So if they count on, say, 50% injection rejection rate, by the way, that's a nice phrase I just coined, injection rejection. If your injection rejection rate is 50%, then they could afford to lose half the pilots, because you are not going to be able to fly in the same way anywhere in the world. But think of all the excess pilots and the excess stewardesses and all the ancillary related industries around the aviation industry. It's a lot of layoffs. So I think this is all really well planned out. They know which industries they can exempt, and they know when they're resetting each industry. Pretty sure, like I said at the very beginning of this, they want to destroy the healthcare system. They want to use this medical rationing because they would rather the baby boomers just die off from lack of medical care. Although Frank in Australia was saying that when the hospitals are closed, the death rate goes down, because the number three cause of death in the Western world is iatrogenics, which is medical care. So when you can't go to the hospital, you'll actually probably live longer. Now, that doesn't make sense on the surface, but in reality, it's possible. It really is. And maybe a lot of the killing is because of overdosing of pharmaceuticals, wrong doses and misdosed and all that kind of stuff. I'm not sure how many people die when a surgeon leaves a pair of scissors in there. I think it's mostly just bad treatment, drug treatment in the hospital, giving somebody too much anesthesia, that kind of thing. And who'd want to go to a hospital anyway to get the COVID treatment? The COVID protocol is, quite frankly, probably to kill you. So now plain living is in the, I'm just looking in the FacoTube chat here. Catch 22 is good to hear from. Yeah. Well, I asked Catch 22 to come back on, but she's busy. She had a long shout session on the phone today, so I think she's burned out. So she might come during the week and give me the update from, what's it called, TikTok? She has a standing invitation, of course, to join in. She does have the link to the green room. Yeah, Dirty Benny says, the deaths are not due to malpractice. They are due to following the standard of care. Yeah, like the COVID protocol. Almost killed my dentist. In for 3 weeks, ventilator for one, coma for 3 days. Just crazy. I still almost don't believe the story. But he swore that he wasn't lying. But if you can't trust your dentist, who can you trust? Okay, enough babbling there. Let us go to the blog. From the Peace of Mindful blog, one of the best blogs on the internet. If you're not over there, you should go there. Steffers is a really smart female unit, and I'd like to have her on the show. She did a great post. And here is a quote from it. It says, collectively, peace of mind writers and commenters, we have analyzed and decoded this long-running, persistent, and egregious event called COVID. While a daunting task, there is some unique allure that draws us in, and very strangely, it excites us. Before I get judged or berated, please allow me to define excite in the way I perceive it. And she goes on to basically say, this woke a lot of people up. And you can be grateful in a way for it, because everyone was in their deep slumber before COVID. People were just living their mundane, ritualistic lives as we went farther into debt, as we took more big pharmaceuticals, as our public service institutions became more bigger, more bloated, more useless. And I said the only virus that started in March 2020 was a mind virus. And all the money being rained down via Big Pharma to reset the economy, the whole purpose is to study human beings and their insane behavior and reaction to the agitation and calm cycle. So as we can see with COVIDs, they have this agitation cycle where they bring in all kinds of contradictory mandates that are just meant to drive you crazy because they can't be rationalized. They make no sense in their health paradigm. And then they let off and it goes calm again. And we are being studied to death. This is all a great big science experiment to just study us. And she calls it, it's basically to energize and stimulate the economy, or the economy, the population. And she really goes to town defining it. And what she did is she found some evidence that the elite, through their foundations, are basically funding all kinds of sciences or studying of human behavior and data mining. That's what they're doing. That's where the money's going. They really want to study us and our behavior and how we're reacting to this giant experiment. Now, I still think there's poison in some percentage of these vaccines. I still think they are using different batches with different things in them. I think they are putting graphene in some of them, not all of them. It would make no sense to put the same thing in all of them, because since this isn't about health and it's not about a virus, because viruses aren't contagious, viruses are unique to almost every body. There's no way two people make the same viruses or exosomes or polymorphic cells that go from virus-like to bacterial-like. We're way more complicated than they're explaining to us. Our cellular structure is way more very difficult to study, because the exosomes in our body could only be studied in a live body. Once they're out of the body and they're stained and studied, they're not the same. So they're studying stuff that changes the minute it is out of our system, I think. So that, she outlines basically all these different research projects that are researching neuroscience, behavior, brain and mind, the brain circuitry. What motivates people? They're not putting any money into looking into germs at all, because they already know there's nothing to see there. Thus, do you see why I might consider that if the Salk Institute, founded in 1963 by the polio vaccine inventor Jonas Salk, is intimately involved with Kavli and pursuits into how brains can go haywire, then perhaps it warrants our attention. So they're not looking for germs. They're not looking for contagion. They're looking into studying human behavior. That's where all the money's going into. How to control people. That's what they're looking for. How to make people do what they want us to do without thinking that they're doing it to... They're doing it on their own. Getting people to really do all this on their own. So she has a video here by Rupert Sheldrake. I didn't watch it yet, but she says, even if you don't like videos, try and watch it. So maybe we'll just find the damn link here and play a bit of it. I think the main distinction I would make between scientism and other religions is that scientism seems to leave no room for dissent. Whereas in many religions, there is subtle and sometimes even significant dissent that is not only permitted, but possibly encouraged. And you should read, any time you see an orange color on this blog, it's a link. So take a look at this. Okay, so here is some link to Rupert Sheldrake. I don't know who he is, really. Let's just see a bit of this. Trusting the science. Why do they have to put big, long intros? Loud ones, too.
As my friend Terence McKenna used to say, modern science is based on the principle, give us one free miracle and we'll explain the rest.
That's a pretty good quote.
Just trust the science and get on with it.
Trying to get people to trust the science. Take a look at this.
My message to people out there is to trust the process. Trust the scientists.
Since the start of the pandemic, we heard the phrase, trust the science. It's repeated like a mantra over and over again.
A religion.
This term started to become some sort of politically correct answer to all the questions we are not comfortable answering. But what does this phrase actually mean? What if it doesn't mean what it sounds like?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Trust the science phrase is made out of two important words. Trust, which is to believe something is true, although you have no proof. And science, a systematic study of the world through observation and experiment. Word science is derived from Latin word scienta, which means knowledge. So science is the never-ending search for new knowledge. Thus, trust the science phrase is believing something without having proof, plus study of the world through observation and experiment. This sentence is telling us to blindly believe in the study of the world through observation and experiment, which makes sense. But we forgot something. Something really important in this phrase. Trust the science. The most important part of the sentence is the science. That means that we should trust this specific science. Which one is that, you may wonder? When science is a method and not a definite solution, how can we blindly trust a specific science when the whole idea of science is a never-ending search for new knowledge? This is where mainstream media and academic consensus come into play. They will.
All right, that's 3 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But that's a really good post by Steffers. She did a lot of work on graphene. Let's just see. Oh, she gets lots of response, actually. Really quite a bit of response. Let's see here. Northern Tracy, CJ Hopkins. I follow CJ Hopkins as well. He's really good. Timmer. Let's see. Steve Kelly. Frankie Yankee. Yeah, it's really, they have good comments over here. So take a look. All right, so let's go back to the blog. I like to just briefly go over a lot of the stuff that I, okay, so I did it. By the way, I changed YouTube channels. I have two YouTube channels on the go. So right after this is broadcast on YouTube, it's deleted. If I forget to delete it, the channel usually gets struck. So my whatever my channel is, it's always fake11.com/YouTube2. That's my streaming channel. I only do that because certain people like using it more than FakeoTube. So that was a switch there. Make sure you sign up to FakeoTube. Now, this was interesting. It's Miles Mathis. Anyone here on Miles Mathis? Really good site. He did a paper on Mercury's retrograde. I didn't realize that this was a story in the mainstream media, but they're talking a lot about Mercury's retrograde movement. It apparently happens 4 times a year. And it's in Metro, it's in mainstream media, it's even on TikTok. And it's being blamed for everything under the sun, for all kinds of strange behavior. But I thought it was interesting that Miles Mathis gave a treatment on it. And he blamed it on, well, we'll just click and look. What did he claim is, why is retrograde happening? He says it's a real event. He just said it's a line of sight event from Earth. He says Mercury never moves backward in any sense or reverses course. It's proof against flat Earth and geocentrism. But he blames it on a real charge effect. Interesting. Now, of course, that got me thinking of Simon's Tycho's model. Because if Miles Mathis, or whoever is behind this conglomerate, if it's one guy, great. If it's not, if it's a group consortium of people that write papers to almost tell the truth, that's more likely. I have no proof of either. I'm just spitballing. But I thought if Miles Mathis, who's one of the leading, closest to the truth skeptics that we have referenced so many times, if he's giving this his attention, then maybe Simon's Tycho's model, maybe Simon's model is finally getting attention and possibly enough attention to be dangerous. Because I think for the most part, people don't have any clue about the solar system. They're not interested in it. Now, was that Mars? Now I always get confused between Mars and Mercury, for God's sakes. Oh, it's Mercury. Okay, I got mixed up with Mercury and Mars. But basically, oh, here we go, Mercury. Okay. So basically what Simon says is there's a binary dance in the sky. So the sun and Mars are two binary planets or stars. I don't even think he calls Mars a planet. He calls it a star, the bright light in the sky. So they're saying that they are, they're rotating around an axis, which is rotating around the Earth, I think. And Earth is located or at or near the barycenter of this duo. Now, I think that Mercury retrogrades in relation to the Earth for the same reason. But I don't know. Well, here it is here. A series of long-standing, yet to this day still unsettled, riddles of astronomy are shown to be effectively resolved by the core principles of the Tychos model. Age-old yet extant questions such as the failed Michelson-Morley experiments, James Bradley's aberration of light, the anomalous precession of Mercury's perihelion, Sirius H-shaped analemma, why only Mercury and Venus have no moons, why both Mars and the Sun exhibit 79-year-old cycles. So I think Mercury's retrograde could be explained, or is explained, by the Tychos model. And the Copernican-Keplerian model does not explain certain anomalies. So I'm not sure if he references Mercury anymore. Let's just T. So Mercury. Yeah. So it's mainly Mars he's talking about here. I get the two M's mixed up. But I just thought maybe the Tychos model is starting to draw attention. So that's why I made that post. Moving on. That is the audio chat for Rick and Rollo. Illumina. This is interesting, and this is from SMJ. Did you know that the SARS-CoV virus was given to us by a machine made by Illumina? Illumina's CEO is on the board of Disney, of course. I believe SMJ's post and his point is to say that this is all make-believe. Which, of course, is what Disney does best. Make stuff up to explain things. And that is what Illumina is all about. If you click on here, they made up the coronavirus software, detect mutations and identify new variants, study COVID-19 host response, and contribute your findings to a shared database. So basically, they created the software to create the computer model of the COVID-19 gene sequence. Now, they said it's to find it and identify it, but since this is all on a computer, what this is really telling us is this is just another simulation on the computer. And of course, all the data, all the case counts around the world, it is all a giant simulation, not related to anything real, on the computer. So the simulation is all based on certain inputs into the computer, and that's where they get all their numbers. Now, they're all based on, I would say, different behavior inputs from different countries and regions of countries. And they all probably input these behaviors into the program to basically simulate if there really was something contagious, then this is how it could replicate based on these activities, right down to the pubs in Ireland, right down to however people gather in, say, Brazil, or how they live in Chile. Those are the behavioral inputs that they put into this simulated database for the cases, what they call cases. And similarly, this genetic sequence that they call a virus is also a complete simulation. So we're really using this phony baloney virus theory to build simulations. That's what's happening. And that's who is in charge of creating it, this company called Illumina. So many companies you guys probably never heard of. The average person never heard of. Even investors probably haven't even heard of them. But when they are resetting the economy with the trillions of dollars, these companies that are in the simulation, they're getting They're getting big bucks. Big bucks to run the simulation. Now here's another, here's a thread I pulled off of Twitter. Called, I called it Nudge Nudge. More behavioral studies. On October 15, 2020, the WHO Technical Advisory Group on Behavioral Insights and Science for Health held a special meeting with the WHO, blah, blah, blah. Behavioral considerations for acceptance and uptake of COVID-19 vaccinations. This is a pretty good theory, or thread rather, on how to make people do things they don't want to do. They really, really, really need 100. And here's our buddy Cass Sunstein, who wrote a book called Nudge. They really want everyone to take the vaccination because they really need every single person on the digital ID 2020, complete with digital currency, CBDC, with medical records, with carbon score, with social credit score. That's four things. The four things? That's five things. You got your digital ID, so we know it's you. We got your currency. We got your medical records. We got your carbon records, your carbon credits, and we got your social credits. That's five things. So really, it's a five-pack that they want you carrying around on your phone, on your ankle bracelet, on your chips, under your skin, on your facial recognition ID. They want all of that. Five things. That's the goal. They don't care if they're giving you some kind of toxin or just saline. That's not the goal. You really got to focus on the end game, people. And while I think injecting people causes health problems, just period. For instance, if we poke people and they have super fragile health, anything can trigger anything. But if they're putting toxins, metals into your body, yeah, it's going to cause big problems. So I tend to believe that certain people are getting really sick and they don't care. It's just more publicity as far as I can see. Even negative publicity. It's actually a... I think they really like the idea that they can use humans to experiment on. Because really, there's a big difference between a rat or a rabbit and a human. So, well, testing on a rabbit or a rat can give some indication of how it will be taken up by a human. Well, we can't interview a rat or a rabbit. So of course, these Mengele, Joseph Mengele type scientists, they love the idea of experimenting on humans. Instant feedback. I'll tell you, whatever the mix is to cause myo or pericarditis, either they're going to keep using it on people they want to get rid of, or they will not use it after a while. They'll get rid of that. But they probably never would be able to figure that out by testing it on a rat. Never. And they certainly wouldn't get that kind of instant feedback. Can you imagine? The feedback they get is quite instant. I just sure hope they're databasing this properly, because if you look at the VAERS database and all the worldwide adverse reaction databases, I don't think they're really monitoring them closely the way they are voluntary reporting. I think these databases are, they got a long way to go before they're useful. I really hope they get in the game and make them really online and really good data. Maybe they are going to do that, but right now, pretty useless. I don't think there's any compulsion to report properly. So right now, they're just getting a general idea of the harm that they're causing. But if they can keep this going, keep this worldwide open lab going, that they're never going to stop. It's just too valuable. Too valuable, for sure. What do we got here? We're just talking about actors in space. Okay, back to point number two. I don't like to spend too much time on each point because I think people do get bored. Here's another thread that I unwrapped. And I don't know the age of this thread. I guess I could click on here. And I believe they don't have a problem excluding or banishing people from society. I don't remember. Let me click on this link. It should bring up the tweet. Oh, the tweet's gone. See, they deleted it. Interesting. Oh, wait. I just typed in the wrong. This should work. Too many dashes. Okay. This is from October 7th. And it's just a, I don't know who this person is. I guess we should click on who them. Let's look. This is Lithuania. Okay, I think I've already posted this. This is the guy in Lithuania. And he's just saying basically he can't live. Now, this might be a phony person. Well, he just joined in September. Very suspicious. So this might be a fictitious person. I'm not sure. A video? No. Well, we don't know if it's him. No sound? Yeah, I guess Lithuania is pretty advanced when it comes to technology. I think it's a small population. Ridiculous. I think this could be a fictitious account, but it's just what they want. And we've seen these things in Singapore. They're just basically showing what a pain in the ass it's going to be without the COVID pass. Yeah, when you look at the person, it could be phony. But I still think the idea is correct. This is what they're going for. They're just testing to see if there's any level of resistance. I think there is some resistance. But I posted that on Fakeologist. I should have divided this post up because it's too long. It's clogging up my main page. Let's play a little bit of What's Her Face.
Imagine if any other business used the same tactics as pharmaceutical companies to sell their products.
Hey, yeah, come down to Ricky's Mattresses. If you really want a good mattress, come down to Ricky's Mattresses. There's a 96% chance you'll be more comfortable. There's a 4% chance you'll suffer from raging sleep paralysis. If you're not 100% satisfied with the product, bring it back to the store. We won't refund you, but we will ruin your life. Your husband can't be comfortable until you're comfortable. It's the only way comfort works. Well, you think you're too good for my mattresses? You think you're too good for me? Are you anti-comfort or something? What are we dealing with here? Just come down and get the mattress or I'll break your fucking legs, all right?
What's her face? You would have had to pay for that video, but I snuck it on FakeoTube. So because you guys are good fakeologists, I put it on FakeoTube. Don't tell her. But that is a paid subscriber video I took off there. I thought she was just having fun. So I put it on there for your enjoyment. And it looks like it got, let's see how many, let's just take a quick peek at FakeoTube and see how many people looked at this one. So you click on the top link, it'll bring you here. 482 views, pretty good. And that is Northern Tracy on there. So, yeah, you guys come on and comment here. Quite a few other great videos on FakeoTube. What do I got here? Yeah, take a look at FakeoTube because I don't always put these on Fakeologist. All right, guys, I'm going to call it a night. It's been about an hour. An hour show is enough, especially when I come to you daily. Tomorrow I have to get up early to meet johnlebon.com. So make sure you join johnlebon.com and me tomorrow. I will broadcast just like normal the first hour. But to keep his business going, we will go quiet in the second hour and you will have to pay. You will get the first hour for free here like you will on his site. Yeah, I can't stream the whole show, Lost Spider Phallus. Just the first hour. We have to help John LeBron. He's been very good promoting this site, I have to admit. He's using his marketing skills to pound out fakeologists. He always gives credit, and he's a good guy. So I will promote him. So that'll be tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So everyone go to bed on time tonight so you can get up and listen. And you can definitely pitch in and ask questions, I'm sure. I'm sure I'm not that interesting to talk to. But, and he's already interviewed me once. I'd actually be curious to know if he got many hits on that. But we'll be back tomorrow. So that's in less than 12 hours. Which means I got to get some rest. We're going to end this tonight. Don't forget, we've got Fakeologist.com. We've got Fakotube.com. We've got Telegram, Discord. We've got so many ways to communicate. Make sure you email me if you like the show. I don't mind even a one-sentence email. If you really like the show, send me a dollar. Our donation page is super fast. Don't even need your real name. Put Joe Blow. Doesn't matter. All you need is a real credit card. So just go to fakeologist.com/donate. You'll find this super fast box. This is way better than PayPal. Just punch $1.19, click next, fill this, click next, put x@x.com. Will that work? Then you just put in your credit card number, boom, that's it. Now, I suggest you put your real email. That way I can get an email or send you an email thanking you. But other than that, it's super fast. No PayPal, no sign up. Or use Monero. Or use Pirate Chain. Or use Bitcoin. Or use the postal box. You can use it all. But I prefer not PayPal. I prefer not Patreon. So definitely take advantage. And thank you guys so much. Thanks for... You know, there's so many podcasts and video services you can look at. Thank you for choosing mine. One quick thing I wanted to point out. I watched Mike in the Night. Take a look at this. Mike in the Night, he's a good guy, another good guy, Canadian guy. Let me show you this. He had Vinny, he had three guys on. He had a pretty good show last night. Almost 3 hours. I'm trying to get Mike on my show. But he had Vinny Eastwood on, who I know is slightly controlled opposition.
And, let's take it from the tops.
But even though his green screen is screwing up, he did a pretty good show. He was just talking about the occult and darkness and how they use their cult members to do their dirty deeds. He actually was pretty much on point. I think he's like I said, I think him and Max Egan are rather suspicious. But actually, he was saying some pretty interesting things. And Mike just sat there and let him talk the whole time. If you want something different, and we all want something different, take a look at this. Go to Mike Martin's on Odyssey. Wow, he got 1,000 comments. That's amazing. Wow. That's pretty good. That many people commented on Odyssey. So that's really, really well done. I know Vinny Eastwood, I think, does really well. I think he's got a big pull, even though he's in a small country in New Zealand. But it wasn't bad. I listened to it this morning on my drive. Take a listen. And Mike's pretty good, too. He knows what's going on. And I love his fake hair. actually looks pretty good. He's got like a chia pet growing on his head. He is quite bald, but it's funny. He's a good guy, though. And he's Canadian. As if that mattered. All right. We're going to shut her down. Thank you, Dirty Benny. Yeah, thank you, Stupid. All right, guys. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.